they move things back to start the actual countdown trial dress rehearsal yesterday. And the next big thing is going to come up tomorrow night at 9 p.m. that'll last till 1 a.m. on the 3rd, where they're going to do what they call a wet dress rehearsal. And that takes the countdown clock down to minus 33 seconds. And then they halt it, and then they will drain the tanks, and they will analyze all the data, and hopefully they'll come up with a launch date, or at least a launch window for Light Net Candle and sending those four astronauts to the moon.
You know, talk a bit about what makes this such a special launch and a special time for NASA.
The big thing is we have not had humans to the moon since December 1972 with Apollo 17. This is going to be a six-hour, 1,000-mile-away flyby that is going to take in the far side of the moon. And it is hoped that the astronauts who have been training for this for years will be able to see details that we've never seen before. They're going to be able to photograph it. They know what to be looking for. And the human experience of flying by our moon is going to be transmitted in their images, their voices, the coverage, the images from the spacecraft, so that humanity gets to kind of take a ride along to the moon.
Going to be very cool. Can't wait for that. In other news when it comes to space, winter constellations take center stage this month for casual stargazers. Which ones are the easiest to spot, you think, and what makes Orion such an important guide?
Well, let me start real quick by saying that tonight it is the full snow moon. Imagine that name for a moon when we still got snow creek all over the place. But that's going to be at 5:09. So that moon's going to be bright. People ought to see it coming up in the east, take pictures. So you have to wait till that moon kind of gets out of the sky in about a week or so to enjoy those winter constellations. Orion, Taurus, the Bull, Gemini, the planet Jupiter, they will be out there holding your gaze all this month. It's truly something to see. And Orion, the Hunter, really takes center stage because, as I explained in the article, you can use him to find all of these other winter constellations. Plus, here's the bonus. When we look at Orion and those winter constellations, we are looking out into the Milky Way, which is where our neighborhood is located. Wow. We're in a galaxy, and the hood is out there when we look at Orion. And I posted a picture that shows what a beautiful area that is, and people ought to take a look at that.
Very cool. And also the moon, a couple other shows from the moon this month as well, right?
Absolutely. We're going to have on the 2nd a bright star. Regulus get covered by the moon. Now, if you've got binoculars, or better yet, a telescope, we give details on how to watch the moon cover the star, and then the star reappears. And this all happens, Mike, because people don't realize this, but the moon moves through our sky every second. And that's one reason why NASA has to know precisely when they launch Artemis II, because the second they launch, that determines what the astronauts are going to be able to see when they fly by the moon.